So I've been here 6 years, and again, I never knew BJ personally. I've known his family through some different events, the scholarship they give, and also a blood drive, and just the quality people they are. But the stories I continue to hear from coaches, we have two former coaches, Scott Munson and Brian Adams, and they were very instrumental in nobody should wear the number five again for the football team. We have a new coach here, Coach Johnson, and so I presented him the idea, and he was all for it. I think it's just such a great inspiration and motivation to have that for every home game, for the kids to know, and no better symbol for our, you know, program.
And I know I saw some of the social media images from this past Saturday, and I think when you view them, you could kind of feel the emotion in play. So I think that was on display too on Saturday because of what the date represented on Saturday and what BJ represented on Saturday.
Excellent. Being 9/11, you know, you have that true American. We live in such a great country, and thankful for the first responders, the nurses, the doctors, the police, the firemen, but also especially the military. And I know we have some other days, the Memorial Day or Veterans Day, but that's another day that we can just kind of highlight, you know, what they do each and every day. And I mean, the family was, I just told them if they could show up, they had no idea. Russell Jenkins was amazing in spray painting the number five on the ground. So they kind of, I could guess, were having a little feeling where it could go. But then we unveiled the banner that would be a permanent fixture for all our home games, and they were kind of blown away. And again, it's one of those hard things. Do you let the cat out of the bag beforehand or not? But I think the emotion at that time just kind of surprised them with this was the best call.